Blog Talk Radio.
That was going to happen today. I sure didn't. And it is 11:10, November 10th, 2016. There's a lot going on. This is only a half-hour show, mainly because I have an appointment I have to get to. I didn't plan on a noon radio show today, but I can't make Blog Talk Radio realize that Arizona's time doesn't change. I'll have to finagle and maneuver a little bit. But I couldn't get a hold of anyone either. But I wanted to have this show today for a couple of reasons. First, for me, let's focus on me for a moment here. This will be my last radio show for the year. I have some things going on, and you all know who have been listening to me for a while. The holiday time of year for me is always my time. And I encourage you, your time to contemplate your existence. One door closes and another opens, and there's things I need to look into. So I'm letting this go for a while, and I've been doing it for years now. I can't even remember how long. A radio show weekly, and there's a lot in the archives. So I encourage you, if you get discouraged, just tap into one of those archive shows and just pick one, and the angels usually give you what you need. So that is my announcement. This will be my last show for now for the year. And then, and I hadn't planned on that either. Circumstances have moved me towards that, and it's interesting. You know, it's just always interesting, isn't it? The next thing is the election, and it's kind of crazy. Some people are extremely happy, other people not so much. And the interesting thing is we are a completely divided nation on this. The Hillary actually won by the popular vote. And, you know, whether that means anything to you or not is fine. But changes are going to come our way. And it is up to us to focus on taking care of ourselves and watching over ourselves. More than ever now, we need to be contemplating our existence. Once the new president gets in, things are going to change. Energy is going to change. And energy already has changed, and I'm sure you have noticed it. Whatever it is you're feeling, maybe you're feeling elated. Maybe you think he's the guy that's going to change everything for us. Well, no one person can change anything. If you're miserable, if you're not happy with your life, you need to be taking a look at it. And that's what Empowered Life has always been about, all these years that I have had it. It is about you. It is about you understanding that nobody outside of yourself can fix you, can hurt you, any of those different things. So it is this, talk about a separation of energies. I mean, with that perfect divide amongst the population of the United States, for those who voted, I should say, it is time for us, I can't express enough, and that's what I'm going to be doing, to go inward, to figure out what it is we really want. Do we want to live in fear? Do we want to let someone else control it? I know you know what you don't want. Now it is time for us, for each of you, to understand what you do want and make a list and focus on that. The interesting part about this, the title of this, The Light of Truth Goes Before Me to Dispel the Shadows. And the other day I was kind of surprised when the election was over, I must admit. And I was kind of fearful when the election was over, and I must admit. And I realized what I just said to you. Change is going to come. But I live in a very benevolent universe, and I need to focus on the direction that I'm going in and spend time enjoying each day, whatever that is for you, even if you go to a job you don't like. And I have talked about this over and over and over again. I've given you this message over and over and over again to help you understand you are the commander of your universe and that you are empowered. And now you are the light. And every time you go to negativity, whether it's during the holidays and you have to be around relatives, whether you like them or not, stay out of the dynamics of the negativity of that. And just hold it. Hold the light. Let your heart guide you. And the only way to do that is to allow yourself to be in present moment. Even if you're uncomfortable in present moment, you need to do this ever more now. This is the 10th, and in 4 days, which is Monday, the 14th, we have another massive full moon that's going to create a shift, and it's about you getting rid of what doesn't work for you in the way of emotions, taking a look at it, getting rid of your fear, allowing your light to go before you to dispel the shadows. Your shadows are going to be in your face. Your fears are going to be in your face. We can't make this huge of a shift, which we are doing, on a countrywide basis, on a global basis, we are shifting things, without the things that are holding us back to be put in front of our face. And you need to take a serious look at that. Like I said, you can always go to the radio shows, and I'm still writing my blog once a month, which will keep you updated, again, on what's happening. The interesting part about this, and I want to be brief because I actually do have some callers. You all are keeping up with things. Way to go. The always interesting thing about this is, how do you feel about what has happened in our country? How do you feel about what has happened in your life this past year? How do you feel about the upcoming holidays for you? Are you upset? Are you nervous? Are you fearful? Any of those things. And if you have that, you need to ask for wisdom and understanding. What do I need to know about this, angels? Give me wisdom and understanding. Give me wisdom and understanding about my own emotions. How are you going to move forward? It's a question you want to ask yourself. I need you to find out what it is you want. Go to your heart center. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health. You can go on to my website. Go to the Intention Magnet page. You can take a picture of that intention magnet. It has the affirmation on it. I give intent to receive abundance in all its forms, love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. For those of you who are kind of lost in finding your way, don't know what you want to be when you grow up, that is a perfect affirmation, and I would start your day with it. Show me my joy, angels, basically is what you're declaring. And a great, great way to end the year, opening up to receive, absolutely opening up to receive. I have a wonderful, wonderful, and it's a little extra long, affirmation from John Randolph Price. We may be feeling right now like things are out of control. The holidays do that anyways. Whew, the election was a big one. You may be facing things at work or in your relationships or any other place that are showing you how, what is the word I want? Fragile the present moment is, how fragile life is. Things can change in an instant. And I'm not telling you that to make you afraid. I'm telling you that to strengthen your faith, your whole believe, trust, detach. Believe, trust, detach. Even if you don't understand what the heck is going on, it is up to us to build our spiritual light, our spiritual consciousness, to understand that you are protected, to understand that you live in a benevolent, loving universe, that you are dearly loved. And to move forward into 2017 with the strength and the power of the universe behind you. Remember, you're the commander of your universe. If we whine, moan, groan, and complain, and certainly for those of us who voted against or in the opposite direction of what happened in the election, there's a grieving process. There's a shock process. And it's time for us to hold on to our light even more, and to realize that we are the commanders of our universe and that we can live protected and loved and adored. Today's affirmation for empowerment was from John Randolph Price, one of my faves, you know. My divine consciousness is expressing every good and perfect activity. I recognize and approve of myself and all others as spiritual beings. The light of truth goes before me to dispel the shadows. Divine order and harmony eternally exist in my world. I am open to receive. That is an affirmation, whew, that's potent and powerful. It is putting out there the energy that you truly want, and to understand that others, even if they don't agree with you, even if they're negative, even if they're angry, even if they're mean to you, are also spiritual beings on their own path. And most of the time, well, somebody's angry with you or mean to you. It's not about you. It's their own stuff. The light of truth goes before me to dispel the shadows. That's what you have to understand. You request that. You put that out there. Your truth will be in front of your face. I am open to receive. The picture below, which is awesome, I want it, I allow it, and it is. It is. For those of you out there who struggle every day in a life that just seems so incredibly hard, I encourage you. Ask for wisdom and understanding. You are dearly loved. Like I said, it has been my joy and has been my goal to help you find your empowered life. I find myself each week repeating, guided to repeat over and over again how much power you actually do have. If it has helped one soul, I am ecstatic. I'm not saying I won't be back, but I'm not sure what other door opens up. I feel it is time to let this go, maybe for a while or maybe permanently, to let my radio show go. I've been doing it for years. I don't even know how long. They tell me in my, you know, 6-7 years, I don't know. Every Thursday, except for Thanksgiving. So, and sometimes Wednesday. So, please listen to those archives. Please allow yourself to feel the discouragement and then cry a little bit, be depressed a little bit. No matter what is going on in your life, honor yourself, honor the emotions that you have, and then release them. Here you go, angels, I'm releasing this. Say the affirmation. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. And allow for the energy of change to flow through you and around you. That's what I'm doing. And I want you to be able to do that also. And it may be very uncomfortable. And uncomfortable is okay. It's okay. And okay, my friends, is okay. The light of truth goes before me to dispel the shadows. I have two callers, and I thank you for listening. I'm gonna take these two calls. That'll probably finish up my show till whenever. 520, I know you're in Arizona. 520, you're on the air. Hello. Give me your name and where you're calling.
Hey, Linda, how's it going?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. How are you, my dear?
This is Sandra. Good, how are you?
I know, and I know you've been feeling the energy, girl, haven't you? Whew.
Oh, yeah. It's been rough.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But it is important for us to understand that it's not just us going through these rough changes. Personally, we have been going through these rough changes to let go of the old and bring in the new. So is the planet. So is our country. So is our politics, and we have to find our foundation. We have to have that belief, trust, attach. What's your question today, my dear?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks for all your help. I'm really grateful.
It is no problem, and you can still email me. It's not like I'm leaving the planet or anything. maybe this frequency for a little while. But you can always email me, and you're very welcome, my dear.
I just want to see if there's anything, if the angels have a message for me.
The angels want you to know that they're standing directly behind you, that this might be a rougher road than you anticipated, but it's not about making it a rough road for you. It is about you learning to understand which is ego and which is spirit, which is the ego and which is the angels. And the more you get that clarity, the more you're going to have control over your life. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Ego is the part of you that has envy, hate, fear, depression. You can feel it and release it, or you can even say to yourself, I know this is ego, I'm releasing it to you, angels, and then say, angels, release my fear. Give me a message, and I need you in present moment to be able to realize the difference in the thought form that you have. In order for us to get to the love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, where I feel I am at, but it doesn't mean that we will never hear from ego again, and it is very, very important that we are not so fragile that anytime the ego pops up, it knocks us on our ass. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you've been doing a really good job of it. The holidays are coming. That's always difficult. And I don't know if you're like me. I don't really celebrate the holidays. I feel very peaceful. I don't do Christmas anymore. You have a kid, right?
Yes.
That's worth it. And that's what it's all about. For the kids. So enjoy it, even if you're uncomfortable. And it's not a bad thing to be uncomfortable. It just is uncomfortable. So be in the moment and live. Live your life. Live. And remember, my darling, you can always email me, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much, and best wishes.
Best wishes to you, too. It's like I said, I may be in a higher frequency while during my relaxation time, but I'm you can email me, honey. I adore
okay.
you, and you're doing – oh, by the way, last little bit from your angels, you get a high five and an attagirl. You're doing awesome, my dear. Okay? Take care. All right, 917, you're my next caller. 917, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, this is Anna calling. I just wanted to say thank you for all your shows and your energy and your light, and I will miss you.
Well, you know that I thank you for that, Anna, and we all, you know, there may be something better. Who knows? Or maybe
yeah.
a door opens for more outreach, and certainly I will keep everybody apprised. But I will go, like I said, maybe in another frequency for December and January. And, you know, I thank you for your support. It is those words that keep me moving forward. So I thank you so much. So what's
yeah,
your question?
Your
and remember, you can
well,
email me.
What is your email?
You just go to my website and you can connect with me through there. Or I'll give it to you. It's Linda at Linda West, one word, hyphen dash, just the hyphen sign, medium.com. Linda West at, I'm sorry, Linda at Linda West dash medium.com. Or you can just go to my website, like I said, and the, you can connect with me through there. You can get on my newsletter through there. And please pay attention to my blog. I'll still be on Facebook. I'll still be doing all this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we'll definitely be in touch then, Facebook or
good,
whatever.
Good, good,
I'll
good.
Be in touch. Linda West,
excellent.
You're on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes,
my question could be around my relationship with Matthew and how you see that evolving or about my work or anything that you feel want to look into.
Well, Anna, you're at a very pivotal time. The full moon on the 14th is probably going to keep you awake for a couple of days. You're shifting in energy to a higher frequency. I know you have your wants and desires. You know you've been very good. You know what you don't want, and so we want you to focus on what you do want. The important thing here for you to remember is, and I'm going to say it again, is that you are the commander of your universe. I don't want you, the angels are not giving you the future. They want you
right.
to be in the present moment and in your strength and visualize the relationship of your dreams. And they want you to visualize the job that you truly want. And please make your lists. This time of year, the days get shorter. There's an energy about it that tells us, you know, the fact that January 1 is always about, oh, making your, you know, New Year's resolution is not a coincidence. It is an energy thing. And as we end the year, it is time to look back on what we have experienced and make sure that what you have experienced brings you the understanding you need about where you're going in the future. When we look back, was it good? Did we judge it as good or bad? What did you learn? That's the most important thing. And you have learned a lot this year, and it is time for you to take a look at it and grab hold of that goddess within you and say, okay, I know what I don't want. I know what I experienced here. That was uncomfortable. So let's do this. I want a job that I can work part-time, make full-time pay. Make the list, girlfriend. And Matthew, you reach for the stars in regards to who you are and the relationship you deserve with any of your friends or any of the people that are in your lives. You are no longer the one that takes care of everyone. You take care of yourself first. That is the most important thing. Some people are going to fall to the wayside as you raise your frequency. And that is okay because it opens up the door for the what you actually want to show up. Anytime when they say one door closes, another opens, but what we're really looking at when we release emotions, release commitments, release requirements, that's what this radio show, you know, it's lately I have been getting the impression it's like an obligation that I have. And what I want you to understand is when the time is done with something, you'll know. Don't continue doing it. Don't continue doing it because you feel obligated or because you've already always done it. When it's time to let go of something, do not beat the dead horse. And you'll know it because it becomes a struggle instead of a joy. And as much as I enjoy connecting with all the people that call me, I also, it's just been time for me to let go for a little while. And when you finally say yes, when you finally just say yes to the universe about anything that's going on in your life, when you finally say, okay, I get this, it's time for me to let go, or yes, I'm ready to move forward, there is such a relief that flows over you. It is amazing. And you will find that. And this is what you are refining over these next couple of months before we head into 2017, and so that you will be able to have what you want showing up in 2017, how to go with the flow, how to say yes or no at the right time, how to understand the angels as opposed to the ego, and this is what your time is about. So contemplate that. Stay in present moment. Let go of what isn't working. Okay, and say yes to the universe. You are loved and adored, and you get a high five and an atta girl for all the work that you have done this year. Good job.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday season, however you choose to celebrate it. Have no expectations, okay? Just be in the moment and enjoy. Take care, my darling. And thank you, Anna, for all your support. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And one more caller at 904. Just got in. 904, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mercedes girl from Florida.
Hi, my darling. Did you hear me? This is my last show for the year.
Is it really?
Yes,
oh my God.
I am. Honey, I am waiting for the new door to open up, probably like you are. Because sometimes it's just time to let. I may come back, but I need to do my exploration, contemplate my existence, as you are doing, and moving forward. There's a big full moon on the 14th, and it is about releasing the old, stepping into the new, and you get a high five in it, girl. We support you tremendously. You are an amazing soul, and I see many good things for you. Now, I'm not sure if you have a computer or not, but if you do, I'm still live. I'm still on Facebook. I'm answering emails, all that stuff. Just for now, putting away the radio show while I figure out what's the next step. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
And
it does.
You have a happy holidays. Please understand you are particularly watched over. Your soul is amazing. And don't allow the negativity to get to you. You got that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You can always email me.
And I will be emailing you from time to time. I have enjoyed you. And I know you're going to get it worked out to your better good and to our better good.
Thank you, hon. Thank you for your faith. I truly love you and appreciate you. You've been such an amazing supportive spirit, and I appreciate it. So you take care and happy holidays to get you through the end here, my God. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
To everyone out there, remember, you are watched over and protected. Let your joy show through. We live in a very benevolent universe. Remember, believe, trust, detach. I will be in Houston. I'm sorry, it's actually Spring, Texas, which is north of Houston, on December 2nd, 3rd, 4th, something like that, the first weekend of December, right? The weekend after Thanksgiving weekend. Doing some classes. If you're in that area, maybe we'll be able to see each other. Other than that, everybody, take care. Enjoy your life. Take care. Bye-bye.